Tonight on the Worldview Report, a federal prosecutor who was involved in some of the early trials of January 6th has been arrested for allegedly stabbing a driver on a Florida highway. A former major league pitcher is dead, and the left turns on one of his former teammates for asking for prayer. We'll share some real-life examples of how illegal immigration is changing life in American cities and even in wealthy suburban communities. Artificial intelligence is increasingly being used as matchmaker on today's dating apps, and the Biden regime continues its war on the American middle class. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with a story that has to be, well, one of the more difficult ones we've ever reported on, but it contains information that we cannot withhold in good conscience. And it speaks to the level of criminality among our government officials who continue to leave the borders wide open for the very worst of human beings to cross into America. The story comes to us by way of Alpha News. For residents of Bemidji, Minnesota, there are more questions than answers right now after police announced that 11 illegal immigrants were processed at a home where multiple minor girls were allegedly raped. Just one person, 22-year-old Oscar Ernesto Luna of Mission, Texas, has been charged so far. He's facing one count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, which comes with a maximum penalty of up to 30 years in prison. According to the arrest warrants, police were called to the Sanford Bemidji emergency room at 2:15 a.m. on September 23rd regarding a report of a sexual assault of an 11-year-old girl. The victim said in an interview that she was with a woman who she called, quote, auntie, end quote, who was drunk and, quote, wanted to go to a party, end quote. At this point, the woman allegedly made the victim get into the car of a group of Mexican guys where a bag was placed over her head as she was driven to a private residence. Once there, the victim was unclothed and tied up in a room with two other girls as the woman allegedly forced her to drink alcohol. The police report says a rope was also tied around the neck and at some point causing her neck to bleed. One of the girls was, quote, bloody and unconscious, end quote, in a closet. Again, that's according to the police documents. There were four Mexican men present who allegedly raped the victim. One of the men went by the name Panda and had, quote, lots of tattoos, end quote, including a teardrop on his face. Panda, quote, whipped, end quote, one of the girls down the stairs after she helped the victim escape by untying her. The arrest warrant, their affidavits describe substantial injuries to the 11-year-old female victim who said another girl who was, quote, chained up, end quote, had, quote, the same thing happened to her, end quote. Law enforcement determined that Luna matched the description of Panda, as he's called, and later pulled over a vehicle traveling to the house in question. Police executed a search warrant at the residence and found multiple items containing blood. Luna denied sexually assaulting the victim in a statement to police, but admitted to knowing the victim's so-called auntie and talking with her on Facebook Messenger. Luna provided police with a DNA sample and, quote, claimed to be born in the state of Texas, end quote. That's in a press release Thursday, where police said several other individuals were located at the residence during the execution of the search warrant, and 11 of them were transported by U.S. Border Patrol, quote, to be processed as illegal immigrants, end quote. Luna was wanted on active warrants related to two drunk driving offenses at the time of his arrest. Jail records, well, they indicate that Luna is in custody at the county jail. Now, according to KFGO, Captain David Lazella said the other girls have not been identified. Police did not say in their release, their press release, if they expect to file additional charges, but noted that the investigation remains ongoing. Now, folks, we're reporting on this very disturbing story for a few reasons, but one is that we have been getting regular updates on my broadcast, Brandon House Live, from Todd Bensman on the border and over in Mexico, as well as Michael Yon in Panama and Ann Vandersteel, among others. They have been warning us that the people that are flooding across the border were going to be involved and are going to be involved in murder and rape and sex trafficking. They have been warning about this for months, and more particularly in the last few weeks. And this, my friends, seems to be one such case. The American people, by and large, are completely unaware of what is transpiring right now on our nation's border. An invasion of transnational gangs and sex trafficking beyond the imagination. This is a serious national crisis facing our nation. But many Americans are still not tuned in to just how dangerous things are about to get for every one of us, regardless of where you live. As we have documented with the help of people like Todd Bensman, the Biden administration is literally flying, well, at this count, over 200,000 illegals, flying them into the country and dropping them down at now what is reported to be 43 locations. So, folks, this is going to touch every one of us, every community, and Americans had better become ever vigilant and look after their loved ones. Wealthy white liberals living in Oakland County, Michigan, who've proudly supported Democrats for years, well, they're about to see firsthand what happens when you elect Democrats with no regard for our national borders, what we were just talking about. National security suffers when this is the case, of course, the collapse of the borders, but also so is neighborhood safety. People get robbed, they get raped, as we just reported, and they get killed. Well, on Friday, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bochard, he warned Oakland County residents there in Michigan that he's working with the FBI and Homeland Security to combat the serious threat of violent transnational groups. That's what he called them. Transnational groups that are breaking into homes in exclusive areas and stealing millions of dollars in high-end items. The sheriff has called on the Biden regime and Congress to secure our border. Quote, they don't recognize jurisdictions or borders of a country, a state, or a county, end quote. The Oakland County Sheriff warned that this is a serious threat to his community. The Detroit News reports that the sheriff detailed at a press conference what officials have learned about the burglaries and how they have ravaged Michigan's second most populous county, resulting in what the sheriff described as the loss of, quote, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, end quote, worth of merchandise. He did not detail how many arrests have been made or other details that authorities have compiled in connection with the incidents, but he did say, quote, there are specific threads, end quote, officials are aware of. Quote, these are transnational gangs that are involved in this that come from South America looking to do burglaries and violate our communities, not just in Oakland County, but across America, end quote. That's what the sheriff said. And then he said, quote, is criminality at its organized crime best in terms of that's how it functions. They work together, and they're here for a specific purpose, end quote. According to the sheriff, gang members have been cited from countries such as Chile, Colombia, Bolivia, Nicaragua, Peru, Guatemala, Honduras, and Venezuela. Watch this.
Oakland County. Now we can tell you a little bit more about who is wanted for them. Gang members, organized gang members out of South America, and they are hitting these high-end homes hard.
in our area. They are targeting jewelry, precious metals, high-end items such as purses, electronics, currency, high-end watches. And if there's a safe that's not attached or they can either break into on scene or carry, they'll do that.
Organized crime at its most effective, taking advantage of the U.S. southern border. U.S. laws that release people who get arrested almost immediately. Now setting up shop and taking advantage of high-end homes in Oakland County. Gangs from South America sending people into those high-end homes and stealing a staggering amount of cash, jewelry, you name it. But how do they get here?
They typically, we have seen, entered the country one of two ways, either illegally across our incredibly porous southern border, which I'll talk about at the end, or they're using the Visa Waiver Program, the VWP program, which is authorized by the State Department.
So they're either crossing over into the United States illegally with the consent of the Biden regime, which refuses to seal off the border, or deport them for that matter, or they penetrate it. In fact, as we already reported, they're being flown in here on, well, different visa programs supported by the Biden regime at numbers, well, never seen before. It all adds up to treason and to the collapse of America by enemies, foreign and domestic. But any of you watching Brandon House Live or listening to my radio show know, once again, for the last year plus, we have been warning that this was coming when Title 42 stopped. And we have warned the American people are not, well, they're not ready, nor do they understand what's coming and now what is here. I cannot stress it enough. We're living in a different time, and personal safety is now going to become a major thought of each and every American going forward. And if it's not a major thought, they're likely to be the victims of serious crimes perpetrated upon them by people that the Biden regime has deliberately brought in to these United States of America. The Biden regime announced its latest regulatory hit job targeting home appliances. That was last Friday. This time, they're targeting popular home gas-powered furnaces. The Department of Energy, or DOE, said that the energy efficiency regulations would slash household utility costs by $1.5 billion on an annual basis while reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the residential sector. The proposal, according to the agency, requires non-weatherized gas furnaces and those used in mobile homes to achieve a far higher level of efficiency than cheaper models that are on the market. According to Fox News, the DOE's finalized regulations, which are slated to go into effect in 2028, specifically require furnaces to achieve an annual fuel utilization efficiency of 95%. That means that manufacturers would only be allowed to sell furnaces that convert at least 95% of fuel into heat within 6 years. The current market standard is, for a residential furnace, 80%. In fact, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said in a statement, quote, "At the direction of Congress, the Department of Energy is continuing to review and finalize energy standards for household appliances, such as residential furnaces, to lower costs for working families by reducing energy use and slashing harmful pollutants in homes across the nation. Today's measures, along with this administration's past and planned energy efficiency actions, underscores President Biden's commitment to save Americans money and deliver healthier communities," end quote. Every time the Biden regime comes out with a new regulation on home appliances, vehicles, or other mainstay of American life, they always pitch it in terms of reducing energy use and saving Americans money. But of course, it will reduce energy use because the idea is to leave you in a house you can't afford to heat with a car you can't afford to drive. Basically, they're creating a middle-class life that you cannot afford to live. And anyone who believes the federal government is seriously concerned about pollution or your household cost is hopelessly out of touch with reality. If they're so concerned about pollution, then why are they allowing the homeless crisis to grow? expand by bringing in millions and millions of illegal immigrants. Have you seen the pollution that this is creating? Have you seen the pollution that was left behind in the Darien Gap? These people aren't interested in the environment. That's all a ruse to implement their Marxist ideology under another name. This is a regime that brought us a devalued dollar also, out of control inflation. But now, they're working overtime to destroy our energy supplies. And that will push their green agenda, which will push, well, the collapse of our standard of living and thus create the socialist society they desire. That's what they really want. They want more desperate people. They want more people that are poor. Because when you're poor and you're desperate, that makes you more dependent on the government for the basics of life. At that point, you're totally controlled. That's why Democrats and rhinos, that's why they hate the middle class. They're too independent. Former Major League Baseball pitcher and two-time World Series winner Tim Wakefield sadly died Sunday. The Boston Red Sox announced this fact. He was 57 years old. Wakefield, a Florida native, was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates as a third baseman in 1988. He switched to pitcher and went on to have a long and storied career, holding many Red Sox pitching records, many that remain unbroken since he retired in 2012 at the age of 44. He became a Red Sox broadcaster after retirement. And Wakefield, well, he is survived by his wife, Stacy, and their children, Trevor and Brianna. Yahoo News reports that the news about Wakefield's death took everyone by surprise. The reports about his health were swirling days earlier after Curt Schilling, former pitcher for the Red Sox and Wakefield's teammate from 2004 to 2007, revealed that Wakefield was suffering from a health condition. On his podcast, Schilling shared that Wakefield had brain cancer and Wakefield's wife, Stacy, has pancreatic cancer. And he asked people to pray for them and their children. As the news spread on social media, the Red Sox and many of Wakefield's former teammates were, according to Yahoo News, quote, furious that Schilling had shared the information without permission, end quote. Let's be honest here. The only reason the Red Sox management and the mainstream corporate media were furious with Curt Schilling is because Schilling is a known conservative and Trump supporter. So, if one of their own had done the same thing, I don't think it would have been a big deal at all, do you? We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Before we continue, let me remind you and thank you, because we are brought to you by you. So thank you to all of you that already support us. And if you're not supporting us, would you consider doing so? You can go to wvwfoundation.com, make a contribution of any size. It doesn't matter how big or how small. It's greatly appreciated. We, well, have a team of about 7 of us, and it takes us around 15 man hours a day to put together just this 130-minute newscast. Again, as I say often, think about us, well, as your alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. They bring in hundreds of millions from what I read, and they get government money. We do neither of those. We do not bring in hundreds of millions, and we don't get government money. But we are supported by you, conservative Americans that want the news through the lens of a Christian worldview, news that's often suppressed and even censored. So thank you again for your support. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Hey, and don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. It's in central Missouri, easy driving distance for a lot of you. Keynote speakers live in the building include General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Andy Woods, Alex Newman, Todd Bensman, Colonel John Mills, Rebecca Walzer. What a lineup. Full details, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. A federal prosecutor who was involved in some of the early trials of January 6th, well, he's been arrested for allegedly stabbing a driver on a Florida highway. Patrick Shrugs, a 39-year-old former federal prosecutor, was driving along I-275 last Tuesday morning when another car collided with his, according to authorities. Video captured by a bystander shows a man, believed to be Shrugs, getting out of his car and appearing to shatter the glass of the driver's window of the other car. The suspect then appears to pull out a pocket knife and slash and slice at the driver's arms. The unnamed driver, 35, was left with, quote, multiple stabs and cuts in the arm, end quote. That's according to the arrest report. Police said the driver had experienced a medical episode moments before the crash, which led him to swerve into two cars, one of them belonging to Shrugs. A Good Samaritan, who was behind the wheel of the second car that the victim hit, told CNN he had noticed that the driver was slumped over in his car and realized he was in need of serious medical attention. Hamid Gahaf, 40, a Tampa resident, said he stopped his car to help the incapacitated driver. And at that moment, he said the driver woke up and jolted forward, accelerating his car into Gahaf's vehicle first. Then he tried to swerve the car, but he collided with the second car, and that belonged to Shrugs. The video captured by a witness shows Gahaf on the phone to 911, trying to get help for the driver, when Shrugs got out of his car. Gahaf said he initially thought the suspect was coming to try to help the victim in the midst of his medical episode. When he saw Shrugs allegedly stabbing the driver, Gahaf said he went over to stop him and was also threatened by the suspect, who wielded his knife at him, almost slicing his chest. Quote, I came in close to him to try to tell him stop, and he came in close to me, like 1 foot away from me, from my chest with the knife. And he said, you too? You want to kill me? End quote. And then he went on to say, quote, I backed from him and was still with 911. And he kept going to stab him, meaning the driver, end quote. So this is reportedly one of the prosecutors of those that were on Capitol Hill on January 6th. Any questions? President Trump spent last weekend campaigning in front of crowds of supporters in California and Iowa. On Monday, he flew to New York City, where he was called to court in another lawsuit hurled at him by Democrats. During the hearing Monday, the Democrats unrelentingly continued their lawfare assault against the leading GOP candidate in the 2024 election. Judge Arthur Engoron started laughing. That's right. The judge was laughing, and many say mugging, for the camera. Take a look.
And so President Trump, recognizing that this is really what they're doing, is they're coming after him to try to keep him from getting elected president again. That's what this is all about. I think he purposely and very appropriately made his voice heard. And as we look at this image of the judge, I've never seen anything more inappropriate in my life of this judge being, you know, smiling like the cat that got the canary here, because his political wish has come true so far for this case. But this is a legally baseless order that he has already entered. We know what he's going to do after the fact. It's going to be more legally baseless arguments and decisions from this judge that I am confident that at the end of the day will be reversed by the courts of appeal. And what the previous
Well, that tells you everything I think you need to know about this crowd that's going after President Trump. It's all political. It's all a game. It's a game to them, but it's very serious for our nation. They have no regard for what it's even doing to our nation. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The recent death of former Senator Dianne Feinstein left Governor Gavin Newsom in a predicament. Would he keep his promise to fill the seat with a black woman, even though two white people, Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, are leading the 2024 race for the seat? As Red State reported, the answer is yes. Newsom appointed a woman by the last name of Butler, whose only qualifications appear to be, well, working on Kamala Harris's failed 2020 presidential campaign, while also being a black lesbian and apparently a very aggressive advocate for babies being killed in abortions. Butler is president of the one-issue nonprofit advocacy organization known as Emily's List. Emily's List, well, it funds pro-abortion politicians at every level, and it lobbies for the 100% unencumbered right to murder your child all the way up to 9 months of pregnancy. And by the way, for any reason, or for no reason at all. In the eyes of Gavin Newsom and the death cult that supports him and others like him, killing babies and being a non-childbearing lesbian, they are apparently virtues to be shouted from the rooftops. They trump all other virtues that the Democrat Party once touted, such as workers' rights, being anti-war, and limiting the influence of the most powerful oligarchs and corporations. In fact, in order to ascend up the ladder in today's Democrat Party, apparently one must come out in favor of World War III with Russia, deadly vaccines, active euthanasia, limiting the First Amendment, the rights of Americans to freely speak and practice their religious beliefs. And they must be in favor of totally eliminating the Second Amendment, the right to defend one's own self against criminal elements. This is perhaps the most pro-death party in the history of mankind. What do you think? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. There are a few ways you can support us and help yourself out at the same time. One is by going to MyPillow.com and checking out all the sales, and there are a lot of them over there. It is not too early to start Christmas shopping, trust me. In fact, some of the deals there at MyPillow.com, some of them may not last for the traditional Christmas shopping period because the inventory is limited. There are old styles going out, new styles coming in. So there's some clearance prices over there on certain products. Why don't you check it out? MyPillow.com, promo code B66. That promo code gets you savings. And then it denotes that you're watching this broadcast and want to support the team that puts it all together. So MyPillow.com, promo code please, B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. And then also WVWTVstore.com. There you'll find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds, including we just recently added gas masks. They're made by a company out of Israel. It's an Israeli-based company. And boy, folks in Israel know all about personal security and safety, don't they? They know all about the threat of biological or chemical warfare or nuclear fallout. So again, it's very, very appropriate that we get our product, this gas mask, from an Israeli company. You can check it out at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, along with all the other supplies we have. You can also use our phone number to order over the phone if you prefer, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Also, don't forget about the wellness company. The wellness company has put together the medical emergency kit that includes a lot of very vital medications like ivermectin, amoxicillin. I got four of these for my family. Why? Because should there be an interruption in just-in-time inventory or supplies, by the way, I read a report today that there are a lot of pharmaceuticals now that are, well, out of stock. People are going to the pharmacy and they're not getting what they need. And we're not even in a real crucial time period yet compared to what I think might be coming. So My family went ahead and got four of these because we want to make sure we have some vital antibiotics on hand. You can do the same by going to twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Get your own emergency medical kit. And then finally, wvwfoundation.com. wvwfoundation.com. Thank you for your support to help us continue producing free programming just like this. Well, till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.